Okay. Well, like I said, nice making your acquaintance. If you need anything, give me a holler. KO4NUE. I'll be clear, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. And, people that do know me from the area know me as probably a key collector because I do have quite a few keys. And if you like Morse code, you like keys, check out my QRZ page. I think they're all on there. And that's Kilo Mike 4. As George called it, it's an easy call sign to remember. Kilo Mike 4, a happy person. Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Hotel Papa. Sorry.
I'll check it out. Have a good night, sir. Be safe. 73. KO4 NUE. Clear.
73, and thank you for your assistance.
4 HKX. Mobile. For NUE. What's going on, bud?
Just heading home. What you up to this evening? I hate it. I missed the net, but I tried to get out here in time.
Got a couple of friends over for company and had some chili beans and just had a lot of laughs, man. We had a good time, dude. But what you out and about to doing tonight?
Well, we just went out and got together with some friends and had dinner, and now we're heading back home.
Well, like I said, we had some friends over too, and they got here, I don't know, about 5:30, I guess, and left probably about 30, 40 minutes into the net, so I missed most of it myself. But it's nice to be able to get with friends. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that, and we're just eager to get back at it.
What you mean? It's nice to get back together with some friends and sit around and laugh and just have a good time and relax.
No, it's been a long time coming. But what you got on the agenda for tomorrow? You just kind of chilling out a little bit?
In the morning, and then I'll come home tomorrow afternoon. And don't plan on doing much of anything, going up and checking on my stepdad. Hadn't seen him in a while, so I need to go up and check on him.
I need to check on mine, too. I'll be that way tomorrow, though. I think I'll swing by there and visit with him for a little bit and check on him and all that. Sometimes that gets a little tedious, but, I need to keep in touch, I guess.
Need to keep in touch and go around and check on some of the elderly people that need a hand every now and then, just to visit and, let them know that people still care for them.
That. And this week I got a busy week. The doggone Bobcat's back. It's the one I worked on, I don't know, about 2 months ago. It's, oh my goodness, I hate working on those things, but my word, I am really dreading it.
What is it this time?
It is sucking all of the hydrostat fluid out of the hydrostat tank and blowing it into the chain drive tank. That's two separate reservoirs, and they are not connected. One is gear oil, and the other one is hydrostat fluid. So you pour 4.5 gallons of hydrostat fluid into the hydrostat tank at $83. Will be $42 a gallon, and it sucks it out of that tank in less than 4 or 5 seconds. Blows it into the chain drive tank, and then when the chain drive tank gets full, it just soaks the operator. And I mean, it happens in a hurry. At 83 gallons a container. So it's 83 gallons every 3 seconds. $83 every 3 seconds.
That's expensive. And they got to be connected somewhere, or somebody got a hose crossed once. You might want to check to see if the operator has been messing with something.
I think you've already answered my question. But, you know, I still got to find it. That's the problem. And it's just nasty. They're nasty and just greasy and just, I can't stand working on them. But I just, you know, it is what it is, though.
Better not be claustrophobic either.
Thing is, it usually takes me, you know, 2 or 3 hours just to clean them up enough to where you can get in there without, you know, just being just nasty. And then, yeah, it's just, I just don't like working on them. But it, like I said, it is what it is, I guess. I shouldn't complain, I guess.
I know what you mean. I've been there, done that. That's not an easy task. And I'm with you. You spend half a day pressure washing them and trying to clean them up, dealing with all that and the leaks. Yeah, it's just a mess. And it never fails. You can't get to the spot you're working on without removing 10 other things. So, yeah, I've been there, done that. And I don't envy you one bit.
Some of them things, some of these lines and solenoids, sometimes I wonder how they even get them in there because you just can't get to them. And I think I told Anna years ago, if they ever let a mechanic design a vehicle, that would be the ugliest thing in the world. You have alternators hanging off the side of it, you know, water pumps in the trunk, but, you know, it'd be easy to get to. Just be stuff hanging out all over just to make it easy to get to. But I don't see how so many engineers design what they design, because some of that stuff you just cannot get to without, you know, half a day's worth of labor just to get to it. I hate that mess.
Sure, I'm with you. And most engineers don't even see where that's going. They just know they have to be in this much space, and that's it. And so they never even see all the whole project come together. I've talked to a couple of them. So, yeah, it's just, I hate it, too. I thought I'd miss working on vehicles after I got out of it, but I haven't yet, and it's been 7 years now.
Sunday, and that's, you know, a different day. This Sunday's a day of rest, so I'm gonna do just that. But anyway, you be safe, bud, and be headed back up the mountain. Be safe, and I'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear. Tell XY always said hello.
We're perfect time, and we're pulling in the driveway now, so. Talk to you this evening, Chad, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HK. You and Anna have a good evening. 73.